Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard. It is Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Indeed, we do, as we talk the world of sports. Heavily guested today, Tyler Lavino joined us, and Anne Liguori live from the U.S. Open. And we will be in New York tomorrow. We will be there for semis and the finals. Looking forward to it. The tennis has been outstanding. You know, maybe try to dip in on the Mets and Cincinnati Reds a little bit. Red Sox, Mets tonight. We'll close it out. Thought we'd be in New York today, but listen, we got things going on. Things are pressing. A little bit of afternoon baseball. Phillies over the Jays 4-2. We won't get too excited about that. The tennis, Draper over Demonauer in straight sets, and that is a shocker. And so listen, we got a all U.S. semifinal on the men's, on one half of the men's draw, with Tiafo and Taylor Fritz, which is outstanding. Sabalenka looks really tough, as does the number one seed, Swiatek, although I always mispronounce that name, so help me out with that one, folks, if you will. But I'm pulling for Emma Navarro. I really am. New York City born. This would be an unbelievable thing. Billionaire parents, University of Virginia, NCAA champion 2021. All sorts of good stuff. Charleston, South Carolina, prep school, then off to UVA. And again, NC2A champion. I'm pulling for Navarro. If I had my choice right now, give me Navarro. If I had to get an all-U.S. final, give me Navarro and Francis Tiafoe. I can't pronounce his name either. These names are brutal. But here's what I'll tell you. The tennis last night was riveting. It was great because Tiafoe looked like he was going to give it up. And then, lo and behold, Dimitrov got hurt. And, you know, after, you know, just really battling back, we had double faults all over the place, high drama. And Dimitrov, obviously, looks like he pulled a hammy or something, but he had to recuse and retire, and that was it. 6-2 and even audio. So, away we go. So, we'll do that with Anne Liguori. We'll get Tyler Lavine in here. NFL football season starts tomorrow night with Chiefs and Ravens. So, we got a lot to get to. Here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight. We're coming right back. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No.
Nice try, wrong guy. What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently
on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, we are talking new world of sports. Want to get Tyler Levine back on here. The soccer show is going to a new time, same station, Friday nights at 5 o'clock Eastern. We're excited about that. We'll let him talk about that. But U.S. Open tennis, Anne Liguori coming up, long-timer at WFAN in New York. She'll join us. She's got a new book, too, over the summer, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. The foreword done by CBS and golf and play-by-play broadcast legend Jim Nantz wrote the foreword. So Anne Liguori coming up here at 40 past the hours. So, yeah, we're in full, moving the pieces on the chessboard here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Tyler, what's going on, pal? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm excited. I know you are, too. We got into college football. We'll get to the soccer a little bit later on. Here we go. Chiefs going for a three-peat. Baltimore Ravens. Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, two prolific, outstanding quarterbacks. They can run, throw it. You know, I mean, Mahomes in the offseason looks like he signed on with the Globetrotters with behind-the-back passes and some other craziness. Your thoughts as we get ready tomorrow, a Thursday, and away we go with the start of the NFL season. Give me your take on the game and on the season. Let me hear.
I'm excited for this game, man. I think this is I feel like the last couple of years we've had these like kind of sleeper Thursday night games. I believe last year was the Chiefs-Lions, which ended up being a great one. But the rematch of the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead with a much different looking Baltimore team. Obviously, the addition of Derrick Henry is going to be huge for them. I believe they lost three of their starting offensive linemen, though, which might be problematic. But I don't know. I feel like Baltimore is just so dynamic with Lamar. But with that being said, the Lions at Kansas City -3. I think I'm going to ride with the Chiefs here to get this one done at home. I think that with the loss of Baltimore's defensive coordinator, it seems like a fresh start for them, but it's a revenge game. So you never really know, but I think it's going to be a shootout and a very entertaining game. And just the season as a whole, I haven't been this excited for an NFL season in a very long time. I just think there's so many young superstars, the Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Loves, Lamar Jacksons, Bijan Robinson I'm expecting to have a huge year after Arthur Smith finally got out of there. I think Kirk Cousins is going to help that team massively. I expect him to have a great season. I'm pretty bullish on the Falcons in general, to be honest. I think Drake London's going to have a great season. I just did my fantasy draft last night. I'm all fired up. But this game Thursday night is going to be a good one. I'm very, very excited.
You know, I grew up on the East Coast. You did too. You're in Miami. I'm out in Iowa. I've been in the Midwest off and on for 20, almost three decades now. The Chiefs, you know, as much as they're supplanting my beloved Patriots as a dynasty in the making, and they are, and I hate that word dynasty because it's so open to interpretation. But you know what's really strange? The Kansas City Chiefs that I grew to follow moving and living in the Midwest is a far cry from what we're seeing right now. We're seeing Hollywood. We're seeing Kelce, Mahomes. We're seeing Taylor Swift, the wives, the planes, trains, and automobiles. It's not befitting of the Midwest kind of homespun down to earth stuff. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs have taken on the look of the Patriots or the Jets or the Giants or Eagles or Miami or Dallas, these glitzy teams, if you will. What's your view of Kansas City? What is your perception, Tyler, of the Chiefs? Let me hear.
I'm not going to lie. I love it. I just think it's deserved, man. I mean, Mahomes is a superstar. He's unlike anyone we've ever seen. Obviously, Tom Brady is still the GOAT for now. But, you know, how can you hate on it? I mean, I don't know. How could you hate on Mahomes? The guy is just an absolute animal. He does things that we've never seen before. He makes plays that are absolutely insane. Travis Kelce as well. You know, I still have Gronk as the GOAT. That'll never change in my mind. But their offense is just so dynamic, and they're just so fun to watch. And I think that's why everyone's fallen in love with them to some degree. I'm not going to say everyone. I'm sure there's a lot of Chiefs haters out there, especially if you're a Bills fan or a Ravens fan. But they're just too fun to watch. I mean, who doesn't like turning on a football game and watching a team blow the doors off on offense and make plays and be all over the field? And it obviously started back when Tyreek Hill was there. Now things obviously are a little bit different. I think the addition of Xavier Worthy is going to be huge for them, just with his raw speed that he has. And I think Pacheco is going to have a career year as well there. I think the Chiefs are just going to get more and more exciting as the year progresses, and they're certainly going to be one of the favorites to take it home again this season.
How do you think they'll do? Last year they had that, you know, the Super Bowl thing, trying to repeat, which they successfully did. I mean, if San Francisco could, you know, had a kicker make a kick at the on an extra point, the game, you know, goes to four and it's over. They don't win the Super Bowl, in my opinion. So here's where I go. How do you see it stacking up? We understand all the cliches. They're circled on everybody's schedule. The Chiefs have a bullseye on their back. They answer all comers. I mean, they're like the prize heavyweight fighter. Come get me. Come beat me. You got to knock me out to take me out. What is your what's your view of Kansas City as they go for the three-peat?
I mean, I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl, and the only one that can prevent them from getting there is the Ravens. I think the Bills are going to regress this season. I just don't think that they have enough weapons offensively. Obviously, the addition of Keon Coleman, drafting him is going to be huge for them. I think he's going to have a great season. Dalton Kincaid, I think, is going to have a career year this season. James Cook is expected to have a career year, but let's see how that actually goes. I don't see the Bills threatening the Chiefs this season. I think Houston will obviously have a great year. I expect them to be in the playoffs. I still think they're too young to really ultimately knock the Chiefs off. But anything's possible in playoff football. You never know. But if I'm walking into a Vegas casino and going to the sports book and saying, you know, my life's on the line, who am I putting money on to get to the Super Bowl? It's the Kansas City Chiefs, and there's no doubt about it. And I think that anybody with a conscious mind, if it really came down to it and you had to be right or all bets are off, it's costing you your life, you're taking the Chiefs. No doubt about it.
I think that's fair now, but you know, the Super Bowl is not played by one team against itself, AFC Chiefs. Who over in the NFC? I mean, Lions, Niners, do they bounce back? You know, there's just so many. Dallas, obviously, they get Lamb in the fold. They still got the Dak situation kind of looming out there. They lose Bland, who's a great defender, for 6 to 8 weeks. We don't know if Green Bay was just an aberration. We don't know if Chicago is going to be a wonder kind. I mean, what would we give for an all Midwest Chicago, Kansas City Super Bowl in New Orleans? Oh, my Lord. So how do you see the National Football Conference? Because it takes two to tango in the premier sporting event. Let me hear.
I think this is going to be the significantly more interesting side of things because the NFC is wide open here. The Lions, obviously, I mean, they blew it last season. They probably should have been in the Super Bowl. They weren't, though. I think that they're going to be out for revenge. But the path to the Super Bowl in the NFC for me is just significantly more difficult when push comes to shove. You have San Francisco, who's obviously a powerhouse. They're going to do their thing. I expect them to be in the NFC Championship game. The Lions, are they going to make it back? Can they take down San Fran? You got guys. Chicago is a very interesting team as well. I mean, they have an elite wide receiver room. I don't think that they're ready to take that step yet. I also don't think the Green Bay Packers are going to be the same team that we saw last season. I think they're still going to be a very good team. I don't expect them to just be dismantling people in the playoffs, though. You never know, however. Jordan Love had four games last season where he threw under 200 yards, and he had two games where he threw over 300, which is obviously in today's day and age with how things are, those are not advantageous numbers for a quarterback. I think the addition of Josh Jacobs will certainly help them, but I don't trust their other weapons offensively. Don't get me wrong, Christian Watson's a good player, Reed is a good player, but like they don't have those stud standout Amon-Ra St. Brown, Laporta, Debo, CMC. They don't have that. But if I'm taking my bet, I'm going to go with the Lions. I think they can do it this year. I'm rooting for them, so I'm going to go for them.
Well, I fade the Lions, and I only because of what you referenced at the top. You know, last year they were right there, and I don't trust Campbell as far as I could throw him. He's a riverboat gambler. He's Brett Favre with a headset on. He likes to gamble, and I'm serious. He scares the hell out of me. Is he a great coach? Yes. Is he the quote-unquote player's coach everyone purports him to be? Sure. Whatever that means. Yeah, a player's coach. You coach players. I get it. I don't like his – I mean, I'm not asking you to be conservative, but use your noggin, would you please? You can't go for two and go for it on fourth and long every freaking time. All right, we'll come back, Tyler. You stay there. Brady's going to debut in the booth on Sunday. I got thoughts on that, and I'm sure you do too. Stay with us. And then Ann Liguori coming up at the U.S. Open.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and Liguori coming up. We'll get ready for the night session at the U.S. Open, Flushing Meadows, Corona Park, Queens. We look forward to it. Headed towards a dynamite semis and finals weekend. My favorite. I love Wimbledon, Aussie, the Roland Garros, French Open. Nothing like the U.S. Open. It means fall's here. It means football's coming. It means major. Golf screwed it up. Golf has messed it up with their majors. They should have left well enough alone. Why they try to fix it? I'd love the PGA Championship to be going on right now. Yeah, instead they had to fart around with it and mess it up, and now we got this godforsaking playoff thing last weekend, which nobody cares about. Scottie Scheffler just 162 under par. I mean, come on, nobody cares. Put the four majors. Tennis gets it right. Tradition, leave it alone. You know, that's why Augusta and the Masters is so huge, because they leave it alone. The U.S. Open, you know, it's Father's Day weekend in golf. You know, the U.S. Open in tennis is Labor Day weekend. I mean, my God, and I love Jay Monahan. He's a great guy. You know, his Uncle Tom Monahan, a good guy, and his dad, they're good people, Bostonian, Northeastern people. But, geez, I mean, it's just, how can you screw it up? No wonder guys are leaving for the live.
Yeah.
I mean, just golf, they've screwed. You know, Tyler, tell me, I mean – you know, this golf playoff last weekend, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody.
And, if they're going to do this season-ending tour championship, FedEx Cup playoff, whatever you want to call it, just calling it for what it is, it should be match play. Then it's interesting, because I would tune in to watch on a Sunday Xander and Scotty go head-to-head for $25 million. That's for damn sure. But this, we're going to start the week. You're at minus 10. You're at minus 8. Yeah, I mean, you got it. Why would you tune in to watch 18 holes for a guy that's starting off 2 under when the leader's at 10? Like, that makes no sense to me. He has no shot of winning, realistically speaking. So you essentially are like, all right, I mean, just from a ratings perspective, there's probably, 6 to 8 guys that you're like, okay, this guy has an actual shot. I'm going to tune in and watch it. And God forbid he has a bad start to the round. You're like, all right, I'm tuned out. I'm no longer interested because he no longer has a chance of winning. You do this match play format, which I just can't understand the logic behind not doing this, because they have these season-long rankings. Why not get to the playoffs and have it as a bracket where you fall in the season-long rankings?
I agree.
Where you go.
I agree.
It's like March Madness for golf. That would be sick. I would love to watch that. I would tune in and watch every single round.
Well, that's what they did with the WGC, the World Golf Championships, but they did it in the middle of the season, which was stupid.
Yep.
You know, here's what they've done. You know what has happened? Not only has Saudi Arabia and the LIV Tour taken Star Town away with boatloads of money, they have totally got inside the head. They are renting space in the head of Monahan, the PGA commissioner. He doesn't sleep at night. He's had health issues, anxiety, depression issues. He's a mess because he's feeling so much pressure. They're putting band-aids on heart attacks. I mean, they're scrambling. They're handing out $8 million checks to Scheffler for what? Player of the year? They gave it to Tiger a year ago. Tiger needed that $8 million like he needed a hole in his head. I mean, they're just stupid. They've ruined. I hate to say this. Jay Monahan has single-handedly ruined the PGA Tour. It's a mess.
It is a
Tyler,
mess.
And I love the PGA Tour. It's a mess.
Me too, and it's
right?
Very sad.
I mean,
it's sad. And I don't know if you saw this today, but they have they're now doing a LIV versus PGA match, Rory and Scotty versus Brooks and Bryson, which is a good start to getting these guys all back together. But they've dropped the ball because you have guys like John Rahm who are making, you know, $8 billion a year. Obviously, that's an exaggeration. And but no one gets much.
$500 million.
No, not that far off. And then we have the PGA where, sure, there's a handful of good guys. But, like, we just watched Scottie Scheffler just absolutely pillage through an entire season. And there was really – if he had an off week, someone else might win. But it just – it really fell off it for me. I think that – Jay Monahan really dropped the ball here because the fans weren't happy with what's going on. The players aren't happy with what's going on. I'm sure I haven't looked, but I'm sure the ratings have dropped off significantly. And we get off, we get up for these majors four times a year. But outside of that, it's like, okay, like, are we really going to tune in to watch the Wells Fargo or the John Deere Classic? Like, come on. Like, it's, I don't know why they're, it's, what I don't understand is why the common fan can see these things and vocalize them, and it's a pretty common theme across the board that things are not going in the right direction. But they get in the boardroom, and it's as if they walk around throughout the day with blindfolds and earmuffs on and have absolutely no idea what's going on. It's just like we talked about with the Tour Championship. It's so logical that they should be doing match play for the end of the season, yet they don't do it. And why? No one knows. They don't give a reason. It's, you know, we like what we're doing. Like, come on.
Well, I'll give you a reason. The LIV Tour is about money. And you know that going in. It's Saudi Arabia. Yes. It's blood. It's oil. It's money. Okay. So if you want money, go to LIV Tour. But if you want money and excitement and contentious golf and majors and the best players of the world, that was where you would dial into the PGA. But they've lost it because they allowed Saudi Arabia and the LIV Tour to get inside their head. They panicked and they thought, well, if they're going to throw money at it, we're going to throw money. You don't have to throw money at it. Guys are going to show up at Augusta in the first, in April. They're going to show up at Augusta because of the prestige. They're showing up for the U.S. Open if they qualify because of it. British Open, it's called the four majors, but then they had to take them out of order, put the PGA early in the year, and then try to sell us on this cockamamie, the Players' Championship is the fifth major. There is no fifth major. There's four. You ready? It goes like this. Masters, used to, PGA, U.S., and the British late. They put the British, they left it alone, and they took the PGA, and they threw it at the end of the year. They're just dumb. And like you said, the common Joe Sixpack in Coscob, Connecticut, getting off the subway right now, going home after a hard day in Manhattan. If he can figure it out, why can't Dopey Jay Monahan? I don't get it. All right, let's move on. Brady in the booth. Tyler, I think this is going to be a disaster. I just do. I know we've talked about this. Just because he's, you know, the GOAT, and he's this, that, and the other thing, I just think Brady is going to realize halfway through this year, he's going to realize, you know, look, yeah, I got the Hollywood looks. I'm Tom Brady. Granted, he's got $35 million annual dollars to remind him how greatly he is compensated. I can't wait to see the reviews. Here's what I think, though. I think people are going to – it's going to be half and half. They're going to hate him or love him. Browns fans, if they win the game against Dallas on Sunday, they're going to love Brady. Cowboys will hate him. If the Cowboys go into Cleveland and knock off the Browns, oh, they're going to say Brady was great. Is he getting too much of attention? We know he's getting too much money. Give me Brady, Kevin Burkhart, lead team on Fox, the A team. Let me hear.
I just think Tom Brady's too much of a polarizing figure to ultimately be a unanimous success. I think that he's already pretty much 50-50 with everybody. People either love him or they hate him. And I think that that's what we're going to see here. I have a hard time believing it's going to be as brutal as Tony Romo, which is a plus. But I don't know. I just think there's too much focus on it for me. Like, I'm very curious to see how he's going to be throughout the games, because if he gives just raw analytical perspective, reading plays like that, like, I like that, and people do like that. And Tony Romo was like that in the beginning, and that's why everyone in the beginning was like, oh, this guy's great. And then he wasn't great, and he was annoying, and he says the same things over and over, and he interrupts Jim Nance, and it's just weird. And he's just weird. And I'm just curious to see. I don't know how Brady's personality will be on air. Like, if you look at the Manning brothers, like, those are two people that people want to listen to because they're entertaining and they're funny and they're not bland.
So if Tom Brady can find a way to like turn off the fact that he's a robot and just be like a regular dude, like that's who people want to listen to. They don't want to listen to these like weird corporate, like not funny guys. Like it's why we like Greg Olson. Like he's a cool dude and he's funny and he's, you know, obviously has a lot of insight that he gives and adds into the broadcast that's valuable that us fans might not realize or notice. And when we see it happen on the field after they're talking about it, we're like, oh, that's crazy. Like he just predicted that. So I hope that what we saw from Tom Brady at his roast and that, you know, the personality of his and kind of turning off this, you know, professional robot is not there. And I think he can succeed. But I think the opinion, no matter what, will always be 50-50. There are going to be people that say this is a disaster and they hate him. And the Pats fans all across the world will say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. We're used to that, though, so not much has changed. And then there's obviously going to be some people who are indifferent or, you know, are okay with it. But I don't think it can be worse than Tony Romo, so I think he'll do okay.
Well, here's what I don't like. If Troy Aikman owned a piece of the Cowboys or any other team, okay, they would throw his ass out of the booth. They would say, you're out. You're no longer allowed. You're conflict of interest. 20 years in the booth, Troy. Thanks for your service, but it's a conflict of interest. You're not broadcasting the NFL games. Brady has not even done one game. He owns a piece of the Las Vegas Raiders, and I love Brady. And yet the NFL, oh, yeah, we're going to put a few sanctions on him. We're going to put a muzzle on him. We're going to put a little dog fence around him so he can't bark up the wrong tree, can't be at practice game week, can't prepare for the broadcast like other broadcasters. So, in other words, let us pucker up and kiss Tom Brady's rear end. I mean, the NFL is embarrassing. They suck up to Brady like you can't believe. Now, people say, well, hold on. They suspended him for Deflategate, some other stuff. Yeah, that was a million years ago, and that was more of an anti-Patriot thing than an anti-Brady thing. I think it's sick how they kiss his fanny. And Goodell is the number one guy puckering up. But you know what? I'm not going to drag you into that. Tyler, love you, man. We'll do it again. Looking forward to it. You got a big show Friday. I lied. We didn't get to the soccer. We'll do that tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan,
right,
my friend.
Thank you. I'll be in New York. We'll get you, buddy. All right. Good job. You come back. All right. Well, I'm hyper today. I had way too much caffeine. Coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
Gotta be fresh.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium.
celebrate responsibly.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need to print for my business, but I really have to watch the budget.
Staples can print whatever you need, and now you get up to 30% off print purchases. So the more you print,
the more I save?
Right.
So if I print $600 worth of signs,
you save $180.
Ooh, and if I print $1 million worth, I'd save...
No clue, but I'm thinking there are a lot of zeros.
Now at Staples, the more you print, the more you save. Up to 30% off. Plus, you save even more with hundreds of hot deals throughout the store. Ends 9/7, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
All right, right back here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sports Overnight America, iHeart, tune in around the globe on the American Forces Network. Very grateful for our next guest, Ann Liguori, noted broadcaster, a pioneer, really, when you think about it. WFAN back in 88, MS Broadcasting, you know, we've had Jeff Smullyan on, and Ann's name came up, obviously. You know, you had Gumbel, Lampley, you had all the people that contributed to the show are all FAN alum. We hear from golf, the Masters. Her Masters reports with Mike and the Mad Dog were legendary. You know, Steve Summers in the overnight, we'd listen to Ann Liguori emanating from Augusta National. All the majors and tennis, too. And again, she is an outstanding person and broadcaster. And we want to talk about her book a little bit later on in this segment, Life on the Green, her latest lessons and wisdom from Legends of the Golf. By Ann, and a forward by another iconic broadcaster, Jim Nantz. Ann, Marty, Terrell, thank you for popping on. I was there a week ago. I'm back in New York tomorrow. I can't wait to get there. The Mets are in town. The tennis is coming to a crescendo. Welcome aboard. How are you, Ann? Thanks for some
Marty,
time today. How are you?
Introduction. I have to hire you to do more.
Well, you deserve it.
I love it. Well, you were in New York, and I didn't get to connect with you?
I know, and I'm going to be at Flushing Meadows tomorrow. I can't wait. I love it. I cannot wait.
Good for you.
I truly do love it. Now, are you there right now, or give us a lay of the land?
Yeah, I will be. I've been there most of the week, but not like in the old days. I was doing updates for FAN every 20 minutes, so for two straight weeks, literally 14 days, from 11 a.m. till like it was over. I was in the booth in the Ash Court, overlooking, you know, in the stadium court, overlooking the Ash Court way up there, in on the lower level broadcast wing, and I could never leave that booth. So that one, gosh, I hate to tell you how many U.S. Opens I've covered. It started in 1982 when I first came up to New York out of college. I worked as a statistician for HBO. Remember when HBO Sports had the rights to the U.S. Open?
100%.
Yeah, it was before, you know, all the other networks took over. But I was in the production truck, keeping score. And every score that you saw on the screen was because I was watching the matches inside the Chiron truck and telling the Chiron operator what to put up on the screen. So if I blinked and missed a score, then everybody got the score wrong at home. And so that was a lot of pressure for a kid right out of college.
No question about it.
I started covering for ABC Radio Sports Network. And then when WFAN started back in 1987, I started doing updates from the Ash Court. The Ash Court wasn't even there. It was the Louis Armstrong Court back then. It was like that press box that almost looked like it was going to fall over, right? And I was doing updates from there every 20 minutes. So, yeah, it's been many, many years at the U.S. Open. So, long answer to your question, I am not there today, but I will be there for the women's semifinals and the rest of the way out. So there you go.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And I'm gonna run out there real quick. I might even take in the Mets Reds after the action Friday night, and then get back to Iowa for Iowa State on Saturday. So it's gonna be a great sports weekend. And with all these top seeds getting knocked out, I thought, yeah, you know what? They've lost the storyline. Couldn't have been more wrong. Draper today, Tiafoe last night. Unbelievable. The injury, the hammy for Dimitrov, devastating to watch. Draper today, I'm really pulling for, and I shouldn't say this, but Emma Navarro. I want to see her. I would love to see her, you know, a year after Coco in the United States, and then to have Navarro. There are plenty of storylines, and this is a monster. People are paying ungodly amounts of money to belly their way through the turnstiles there. Give me your take on this year's Open so far.
Oh, I just think it's so exciting because, as you say, the storylines are plentiful, especially for the Americans. We are actually going to see an American, all-American showdown in one semifinal in the men's on Friday, and it's the first Grand Slam semifinal between two American men since 2005 at the U.S. Open when Agassi beat Jeanepri. And it's the first time an American male will then obviously become a Grand Slam singles final since Andy Roddick back in 2009 at Wimbledon. So that's exciting to see. You know, and I've covered these two kids, I call them, Taylor Fritz and Francis Tiafoe. They seem like they've been around forever because they start so young, and I've covered them for so long. But, you know, they're breaking through now because, you know, obviously the big three are no longer, well, obviously with Djokovic, he got knocked out, but Roger Federer, it was always Roger Federer, or it was always Nadal, or it was always Djokovic. Now the way it is with these guys out, unfortunately, Djokovic, I wanted him to go for 25 Grand Slam titles. I think that's a great story, and he's just an incredible athlete. You know, sorry to see him out. But it's you know, we're going to have an American male finalist for the first time in a long time. And then, as you mentioned, the women, the American women with Jessica Pegula, who's looking for her first semifinal in a major, and then Emma Navarro yesterday, boy, with, you know, earlier in the tournament, she upset Coco. And then yesterday she had a great win. So we'll see. She's just having a career year. And needless to say, they come from very wealthy families, right? Did you notice that? With Pegula's father and her family owning the Bills and the Sabres, and but yet she, you know, you can never tell that she's privileged financially. You know, she's a real down to earth girl, as is Emma Navarro, which she's the daughter of a billionaire. Ben Navarro, yes. I just think the storylines, as you mentioned, are really, really compelling.
I'm excited. And then some friends over in the UK are in New York, and they are thrilled. And I didn't know Draper from Adam, but, I mean, they love this kid. They absolutely love Jack Draper. And I had a sense he might come up big today, but a straight set victory, I did not see that coming down the pike. Did you? Because he beat a heck of a
not
player.
Not at
tonight.
All.
He really
not
did.
All. But, you know, he's seeded 25th. It was a huge upset over Demon Hour, who's seeded 10th. And, again, it's another breakthrough in the draw. But, you know, he'll have an interesting semifinal match against top seed Jannik Sinner, who just has the most incredible forehand since, you know, the big three. And so, yeah, I just think it's very compelling. We'll have Sinner against Draper, and then Taylor Fritz against his childhood friend, Francis Tiafoe. So, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one to pick. I mean, Sinner's just so good. So, but, it's, you know, I'd love to see one of these young American guys get through for sure.
Yeah, I was pulling for Tommy Paul, but he, like you said, Sinner, and I know it's controversial, the cream, and, you know, Barry Bonds said he used cream too, and he got his rear end booted out of baseball, basically, and wore the scarlet letter and hasn't entered Cooperstown. But I don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. I don't. What I do want to touch on is golf in your book, Life on the Green. What a great summer read, and we could go through it, but I want to reference back to the book, but I want to get your take because it's topical and you are highly and uniquely qualified to answer this because you are so well respected. And I'm sick about what's happened to the PGA Tour. I didn't like moving the PGA on the calendar. That disaster, in my opinion, this past weekend with guys starting out at 10 under, a guy starting at 2 under has no chance to win. They hand out $8 million Player of the Year awards. I don't want to get controversial, but I don't recognize the PGA Tour. Monahan's an easy target right now. I do not recognize this tour. And it started with, in my opinion, on moving the PGA. We need a major right now. We need a major this time of year. And so we know that
you're talking
the Masters
about,
is April.
You don't like the FedEx Cup format is what you're saying, the Tour Championship.
I don't.
Is that what you're saying?
Don't.
Yeah.
The
format is tough to understand and follow. However, Scottie Scheffler was leading in the points heading into the Tour Championship three times. And it was only this year where he was able to pull it out and win. So he got that advantage, that two-stroke advantage at 10 under in the past and wasn't able to win. Remember when he was up by 6 shots when Rory McIlroy beat him a number of years ago to win, the FedEx Cup title.
True.
So I guess in defense of that format, once you kind of understand it and see it, it's interesting. I kind of warmed up to it. So if that's what you don't like, I can understand it. A lot of people think it's kind of weird that, these guys would go in with extra shots, So, it's a little confusing. But I thought the year was great in golf as far as, Scottie Scheffler's season and Xander Schauffele breaking through and winning two majors in the same year. I mean, that was great. But I think what we see, what bothers me is that if it's not a signature event, Marty, then you're not seeing top name players. And the signature events are paying so much money. These guys are making so much money that I think that, and the confusion of why there are so many tournaments where you don't have star players, I think that is what has turned off the golf fan. And I think that is why, perhaps, the ratings for the PGA Tour is down. Now, I know viewers are watching sporting events differently now. It's not always on television and cable. They're streaming and they're getting their sports, from a variety of different menus. But I do think it had the greed of and the money and the talk about, unification and paying loyalty money to the PGA Tour players who stuck around and what do we do with the $3 billion that the Saudis want to invest in the PGA Tour? If that ever happens, who knows if that will even happen. But I think all of that has really turned off golf fans.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you made a good point. You did, but I didn't like it when they moved the PGA. I don't know. I guess I'm getting older because I look at it this way. The beauty of tennis, we know. Look, the Aussie Open is going to be lined up against the Super Bowl. Okay, we know where Roland Garros and the French Open is going to fall. We know it's going to be strawberries and cream over July, right around July 4th. We know it's Wimbledon, and we know the U.S. Open is going to come to a head on Labor Day weekend. Tennis gets it. Golf should have left it alone, but that's just my opinion. What I do know about your book, though, I'm looking at all the people that you talked about in your book, and it's not the last thing I think about when I look at these names, but money is in front and center. And you did an outstanding job. You really did, because I've met Gary Player. He is a mensch. He is a wonderful man. Guy does about 1,000 sit-ups a week or whatever. Or 1,000 a day. Alcott, Crenshaw, Harrington, Langer, Lopez, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. It's not about money. It's about life lessons and, some wisdom. And that's why this book stood out. And I'm not killing Feinstein. John's written some great books on golf. This one struck a chord with me. Excellent job. What made you take
really
this approach with this book, Life on? No,
yeah,
seriously,
life on
this
the
is
dream,
the truth.
Lessons and wisdom from legends of golf. I really delve into the values that have propelled these legends to the top. Humility, integrity, sportsmanship, resilience, relentless preparation, work ethic, the very qualities that drive success, not only on the green, but in the corporate world, on and off the course. It appeals to men, women, boys, girls, golfers, non-golfers, business leaders. Gary Player talks about, pursuing passion above all else. Nancy Lopez emphasizes the power of positivity and how important it is to be positive in life and on the golf course. Dottie Pepper, she talks about meticulous preparation and how crucial that is for anything you do and want to succeed in. Annika Sorenstam, she talks about the importance of patience on and off the course and the fact that there are no shortcuts to success. Ben Crenshaw talks about treating people with respect. Tom Watson, he shares incredible stories of picking great role models as mentors and how he picked Arnold Palmer, Byron Nelson, and Jack Nicklaus as his mentors and role models. And, the content's incredible, right? I mean, I just ask the questions and had the time with these 12 legends, six men and six women, and the material I just thought is extraordinary, and all of us can benefit from it because it's inspirational and uplifting.
Well, I know we're short on time, and I want to not even ask you on the air, but we are going to put out a request for you because there is a topic I want to get into it with you. And we have some women on our staff, including a young lady who's a wonderful talent down in Dallas-Fort Worth. But when I think of women in broadcasting, of course, I think of Melissa Ludke-Lincoln and Andrea Kramer and Leslie Visser and Lisa Olson and yourself, obviously. Remarkable women figures, but...
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Thanks to Ann Liguori. Abrupt ending there because I can't pay attention to the clock or my screen. Horrible job out of me. Anyways, great job out of Ann Liguori, and I will get her on for all the women in broadcasting out there, because she, with so many others, a great pioneer in the industry. All right, tonight it's U.S. Open. You got to pay attention to that. And then, you know, like I said, the women's semis are going to be outstanding. I think the men as well, the All-American, one half of it, All-American on one half of the semifinal bracket as well. Enjoy the baseball tonight, football tomorrow night. Back at it tomorrow on a Thursday into a football Friday. Adios. I'm Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight.